Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the EfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and my co-host, and all of you for tuning in on tonight. I want to thank all of my newcomers, and I want to welcome you to the platform of EfridaLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. We're going to begin by reading. We're going to change it up a little bit. We're going to read Psalm 134, Numbers 1 through 3, followed by our meditation and prayer. Psalm 134 reads, "Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord who made heaven and earth, bless you from Zion." I have read to you Psalm 134, Numbers 1 through 3. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Amen. Amen. I know that it's late, but it's never too late to pray unto our God, because our God is an awesome God, and he is worthy to be praised. I want you to get into the zone and prepare yourselves for the meditation and prayer of God. And when we pray for people, we pray for situations, we pray for things, and we pray for this world. And one of the things that we want to incorporate is we want to make sure that we thank God. A lot of times we pray unto God and we ask God for many different things, but we fail to say, "Thank you, Lord, for blessing me to wake up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me to start or to go on my way. Thank you, Lord, for giving me a reasonable portion of our health and strength." And it's very important that we pray unto God. So when we pray unto God, we're going to do it holistically. It's going to be an open prayer. And I pray that the Lord use me in a mighty way where I can cover those who are asking for prayer, those who are needing prayer, those who wanted someone to pray for them but they didn't have it. As I was reading and looking on the internet, and as I was in my meditation, I saw that there was a young lady, and she was only 14 years old, and she committed suicide. And I was thinking, I said, it's very important that we pray for those we know and those whom we do not know, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much, but also we need to be intercessories, because we never know what's going on in the lives of people. And as I said before, saints, and I'm speaking to the ministers, I'm speaking to the prophets and those who are called and those who are anointed to get a word of God specifically, it's very important that we do not drop our mantles. It's very important that we continue in the call of God and what God has asked us to do and be obedient, because, as I said before, we put people on life support. We take them off spiritual life support, and we're basically robbing the people of the word of God. And God says, "I have bestowed my riches upon you, and I expect for you," he's talking to us, "I expect for you to disperse the riches unto the people." He gives the parable of how the blind man, of how the rich man decided not to give up his goods, and he went to hell, and he raised up his eyes while he was in hell because he was disobedient unto God. And so we have to be obedient unto God, and we have to listen to the voice of God. And if God tells us to keep ministering, if God tells us to hold on to our mantles, then we have to do that. And it's very important to do that, because God has placed lives that we know and lives that we don't know in our hands. And when I say in our hands, I'm talking about literally spreading the message and the word of God. And so when we don't utilize those, God says that we're robbing the kingdom of God. God has given us all these things. He says, and I specifically told you to spread the message, and I told you that I would be with you and stand by you. I told you to give the word of God. I told you to teach and minister and lead. I told you to do that. And for whatever reason, you drop your mantle and you discontinue. And so we don't want to be hard-headed. Amen. We want to make sure that we're edifying and glorifying God. So I'm going to tell you like this. Like the Lord is revealing, he says, if you drop your mantles, he says, and the Lord has anointed you, he is giving you that gift. You are robbing God if you're not utilizing your gift. Use your gift. Use your gift. Amen. Because lives are being lost. People are getting lost. People are getting shuffled. People are getting hurt. People are getting depressed. They're becoming depressed. People are taking their own lives. People are taking other people's lives because the word of God is not going out. Somebody's hoarding the word of God, and God says you're supposed to dismiss the word of God. Amen. Amen. So we're going to listen to a song entitled The Center of My Joy by Mr. Richard Smallwood. This is actually an instrumental track, and we're going to meditate unto God, and we're going to pray unto God. And if it goes into another song, then it just goes into another song. Or if we finish before then, that's fine too. But I want you to forget about yourself, and I want you to focus on God. Forget about what happened today. Forget about what happened last week. Forget about what happened last month. Forget about what happened 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. It's time for us to focus on God. God says you have to get back on track. There's no excuse now. You have to get back on track. And so one of the things that we want to do is we want to pray unto God. And always make God the center of our joy. Yes, the lyrics sound very well. We took the lyrics out, and it's just instrumental. And we're going to pray unto God. And however you pray, I don't know how you pray. I don't know if you get on your face. I don't know what you do. But I know how I pray. And so whatever or however you talk to God in prerogative, okay? So we're going to pray unto God, and we're going to thank God at the same time. We're going to pray for those individuals who are in hospitals coming out, all that good stuff, all right? You're listening to the AfreedomLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. And I am your host tonight, Dr. Afreda Love. Heavenly Father, we come to you with a bowed head and humble heart, thanking you for last night's lying down and this morning's arising. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We thank you for enclosing us in our right minds and renewing our spirit and our soul on a daily basis. Lord, we ask that you bless those who are in the hospitals, that you crown them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Would you bless those who are coming out and those who are thinking about going in? We feel your spirit, we feel your presence, and we ask, would your shadow just overwhelm their bodies and heal them, Lord? And whatever it is that they need, would you provide? We ask, would everything be done in the will of God and in your name, Lord, because we know that you never make a mistake. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless all of the people all over this land and country, Lord, especially our president and every person that he chooses within his cabinet and every idea that he has, would you be in that? And we ask that you continue to help this world become a world of light and help us to walk in the light. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who know you, Lord. Bless us to continue to walk into the path of righteousness and into your will. We ask, would you bless our eyes to continue to look up towards the hills from which cometh our help. Bless our ears to hear your voice. And bless our mouth to speak the word of God. And bless our feet to continue to walk in the will. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless us to be more like you and to do better and to be better, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your promise and your favor that we don't even deserve. But for some reason, you saw fit to continue to bless us, and we say thank you. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are in bereavement, those who have lost someone, whether it be a child, whether it be a spouse, whether it be a friend, whether it be a family member. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you dispatch your angels all over this land and country and bless them to know that they're not in this alone. Then, Lord, we ask that if there's any pains going through the bodies of those who are listening, Lord, we ask, would you just relinquish those pains and bring your glory. Now, Lord, as we climb higher and higher into the presence of you and as your favor and your mercy abides, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you help us to continue to be successful. And, Lord, we ask that each path that we walk, each door that we open because of you, we ask, would you bless that organization to reach success, not because of us, Lord, but because of you. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless our hands to be anointed for the things that we touch, Heavenly Father, to be successful. We ask, would you bless ministries to continue to increase so that we can get the word of God out. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless our words to be more encouraging, where we can uplift and help people become better. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you just bless this whole nation, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we move and propel forward and as we be like the kite, Lord, we ask that we do everything in your will, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you bless our ears to begin to hear your word. We ask, would you begin to turn things around for the favor and the good to those who love the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us. And we say, Heavenly Father, that for those who have dropped the mantles, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you anoint their hands to pick up the mantle and keep on keeping on. Because there are lives that need to be saved. There are people who need to be taken off of life support. There are people who need to be set free, Lord. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless the words to liberate our souls, Heavenly Father. We ask if there's anything within our hearts and our minds, Lord, that's not like you, we ask, would it be removed? We ask, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the tender mercy, the new mercies that you continue to bestow upon us that we don't even deserve. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless those disturbed minds, those who are going through things, those who are not mentally fit. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless their minds, Heavenly Father. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Then, Lord, we look at our hearts and we thank you, Lord, for blessing our hearts, Heavenly Father, to be able to forgive and be able to move on. And we thank you for keeping our hearts, Heavenly Father, that joy, that happiness, Lord, that forgiveness, that love of God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, there are certain people that we're praying for, Lord, because they're a special prize. There are certain organizations that we're praying for, Heavenly Father, and we ask right now would you move in a mighty way, Heavenly Father. You know exactly what each person needs. You know exactly what each organization needs, Lord, and we ask in the name of Jesus, would the manna come down from heaven and would you bless and anoint each and every pathway to that place and to those people in the name of Jesus, Lord. Then, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the platforms that you are setting right now, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the doors that are being opened, Lord. And we ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to help us, Heavenly Father, to utilize our gifts and our blessings to help others, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your promise. And we continue to ask, Heavenly Father, as you help us to reach the promise that we go out and that we help others so that they can reach their promise as well. Lord, we thank you for the spirit of love where we are able to love thy neighbor as thyself. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the spirit of compassion where we're able to understand where people are coming from. We thank you for the spirit, Heavenly Father, of just understanding blessings, Lord, where we can be happy for those who are blessed, Heavenly Father, where we can be thankful because we know that you are God and besides you there is none other. Then, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to help us to be just Christians for you. Would you give us that spirit of discernment, Heavenly Father? Touch your head, touch your head. Give us that spirit of discernment, Heavenly Father. Bless our eyes, touch your eyes. Bless our eyes, Heavenly Father, to continue to focus on you, Lord. And bless our ears, touch your ears to hear the word, Lord. And bless our feet, Heavenly Father. We anoint right now in the name of Jesus. Would you lead us, Heavenly Father? Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you bless us, Heavenly Father, and would you help us to think the right things and forgive us, Heavenly Father, if we think the wrong things, Lord. Every person that we meet, Lord, we ask would we see the good, Heavenly Father, and would we help the good come out of each person that we meet, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to work on our hearts, would you continue to work on our minds, and would you continue to work on what we do, Heavenly Father. Would you bless us to become better? Then, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for new mercies, Lord. We thank you for new horizons. We thank you for the sunshine, Lord. We thank you for the rain, Lord. We thank you for the beautiful clouds. We thank you for the dark clouds, Heavenly Father. And we just ask, would you continue to help us, Heavenly Father. And now, Lord, we ask, would you bless this ministry, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for even blessing me to oversee this ministry with the co-host. Lord, and we ask in the name of Jesus, would you anoint each and every show? Would you bless each person who's able to come on this ministry? Bless us all together, then bless us one by one, because you know what each one of us need independently, Lord. Then, Lord, we thank you for blessing those who will come along and those who are already here in the name of Jesus. We ask, would you bless each person's family members? Bless everything that they're doing, Heavenly Father, and if there's something that's not like you, we ask, would you remove it right now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke Satan, Heavenly Father, out of their lives. We rebuke Satan, Heavenly Father, out of anything, Heavenly Father. And, Lord Jesus, we usher you in because we know that new things are beginning to happen. We know that new mercies are beginning to flow. We know that new doors are beginning to open. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless us and anoint us to be able to walk in those new mercies, Heavenly Father, to be able to walk in that newness, Heavenly Father. Now, Lord, as we get ready to relinquish this prayer, Lord, we don't want to forget anyone. We ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you bless each and every person all over this land and country? Would you bless children who are missing? Would you bless children who are abused, Lord? Would you bless children who just are wayward, Heavenly Father? Would you turn them around just like you did Paul, Heavenly Father? We ask in the name of Jesus, with your mighty touch, with your mighty hand, Heavenly Father, turn all of us from our wicked ways, Heavenly Father, from our unrighteous ways. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, and we know, Lord, that you're going to do bigger and better things. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you prepare us and would you ready us for those things, Heavenly Father. And now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, but never out of your sight, we ask it, would you give us somewhere, anywhere in your kingdom? This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. That was Oh How Excellent by Mr. Walt Whitman. And the music may play a little bit, but I want you to know that it's very important that we pray each and every day. We must pray unto God. Amen. Amen. There is something, prayer, that causes us to change our ways. thinking. There's something about prayer that causes us to become better people. There's something about prayer that causes us to have the victory. And so it's very important that when we pray on a daily basis that we thank God for all that he's done for us. And so I want to encourage you, if you're in the hospital and you're listening, if you're in the convalescent homes, if you're in the jail cell, wherever you are, pray unto God, because our hearts must change first. Our hearts are very important, believe it or not. It's important in the spiritual realm, and it's important in the physical realm. Our hearts are very important. If we don't take care of our hearts, then our body shuts down. And God says that your heart, our hearts have to be right. So we want to be right in the spirit of God. We want to be right when we go before God. And there are situations, there are instances in life where we have to go and sit at the feet of God, and we have to talk to God. And so in all of our talking to God and praying unto God, we have to ask that God keep our heart. What does that mean? That God keeps the joy and the peace and the happiness within our hearts. We always have to do that. And so we thank God, right? And so every time you wake up, it's very healthy to be happy when you wake up. I know it's early in the morning, right? But be happy when your feet touch the ground because somebody didn't wake up. Be happy when you're able to move around because some people are not. And it's very important that we're thankful for the little things, and we take nothing for granted because God doesn't have to do anything for us. He really doesn't. Because just waking us up, that should be enough. But God has favor and grace and mercy and love that he shares with us. So as you go about your day, think about the goodness of God. Amen. Have a couple of announcements, and I'm going to bid you a good night because it's 11:22. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking and telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOBE. Or you can go to freedoloveshow.com, and then you can go to Love Radio and click on stellargospelmusic.com or freedoloveshow.com, and you will be right in the studio. In addition to that, gospel artists, anyone with a positive message, community leaders, authors, writers, actors, actresses, if you want to come on an international radio station, all you have to do is submit your bio, review your bio, and also submit some of your work. And so my email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you as a part of this particular ministry. In addition to that, make sure you pray for all of your family members. When you pray for all of your family members and friends, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray specifically for each person, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Pray for those you know and those you do not know. And also pray for yourself, because we all need that encouragement. And I'm going to say this again. If you were called by God specifically to give the word of God, to minister, to pastor, to evangelize, whatever it is, God says you must maintain your mantle, because when God gives you the gift, whatever gift you have, whether it's leading, whether it's dealing with people, whatever it is, and we fail to utilize that, we are robbing God, because God says that particular gift is priceless. I gave it to you. And anything that God gives to us is priceless. That means it cannot be paid for. There was a song that said, I have joy, and the world didn't give it to me, and it can't take it away. Why? Because God gave it to you. And when God gives you something, nobody can take that away. Nobody can take your talent away. Only God can. And so God says you must utilize it. And when we don't utilize it, when we don't share it, we're robbing the kingdom. Right? So we want to make sure that we use it. In addition to that, make sure you check out the website, alfredaloveshow.com. That's alfredaloveshow.com. There you will find a lot of information about the radio station. We're going to introduce two of our charities pretty soon, and some projects that we're doing within the community. We're going to introduce that. In addition to that, go to stellargospelmusic.com. That is going to be the gospel station. We've been building this station for almost a year. We are going to make it into a radio station. And I'm going to tell you this, if you want to become or if you want to advertise or become a partner on the radio stations or you have some ideas, you can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you want to connect with me, please be sure to do that, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I want to appreciate each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. Be sure to text somebody, tell somebody that AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com is on. Also, all of these particular shows and ministries and interviews are archived. And so every Friday I'm going to put all of the shows for that week on the website where you can just automatically click onto the website and listen to the show that you missed. So be sure to do that. Get the word out. Let your family and friends know. Listen, we're back on schedule. We're going to be on schedule. We're going to do the will of God. We're going to make God happy. God is smiling. When we came back and we began to share with the world, God was ecstatic. That's the revelation of God. And when God smiles, that's it. Amen. So we want to make sure that we keep God happy. We want to make sure that we continue to please God, because that's at the end of the day, that's who we have to please is God. And we have to maintain our hearts and our minds and things of that nature. But be sure to check out our freetoloveshow.com. For those who are new, that's AlfredaLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com. Be sure to check it out. Also, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. Once again, if you want to come on an international or be featured on an international radio station, then all you have to do is showcase or let me know your talent or your gift, and also send a bio and then email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Amen. And so, once again, I want to appreciate I thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfritaLoveShow.com. Be sure that you continue to trust God and believe in God. God is over everything. He's over our lives. He's over our gifts. He's over everything that we have. And I'm going to say this again. God is only concerned about our hearts. That's it. And so we must check our hearts. That's what God is concerned about. He says, I'm concerned about your heart. He said, when you interact with people, he said, the things that you say, he says, why? Did you say that? Did you say that to uplift? And so God is looking at the heart. And physically, the heart is important, so make sure we keep our heart healthy. If something's stressing you out, pray about it and let it go. You know, if something is keeping you up at night, pray about it and you have to let it go. And you have to let go. And somebody said, let God. You know, there's no reason why people should have to stay up at night worrying. When God takes care of the birds, he'll take care of you too. And so you have to remain encouraged. And you have to know that God is by your side. God is going to stick with you no matter what. Trust me. And the good thing about it, I want to encourage somebody, is that you can talk to God at any time of the day and night. And God is listening. And God answers. And so if you're going through something, if you're in the hospital, if you need comforting, if you've lost a loved one, what, or you just want to talk to God, you know, you just want to check in with God, do it. God answers prayers. I'm telling you, if you need healing, God answers that. There is nothing too big for God on this earth. It doesn't matter what it is. There is nothing too big or too hard for God. We just have to trust and we have to believe in God. That's the thing. You have to trust and believe in God. when you trust and believe in God, it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. God said, you know, you hear about a big hurricane. He said, a big hurricane's coming. He says, California, big hurricane's coming. A lot of people become afraid. A lot of people evacuate. They get away from that place. Right? That's human nature. But God says, he's going to take care of you wherever you are. It doesn't matter. He's going to take care of you in that hurricane. And he'll do it. If God has promised you that, he's going to do it. And sometimes we don't understand things that God has for us, but we know that it's for our good. And you just continue walking by faith, not by sight, and continue to believe and trust in God. So I want to thank each and every one of you. Even when we were praying at the feet of God, many of you, a lot of people, were still listening to the ministry. Our numbers were still up there. So that tells me a lot, that a lot of people want to hear the word of God. It's not about me. It's not about the people I bring on the ministry. It's about God. People want to hear what God has to say. They want to hear a genuine word of God. And that's what we're doing. And so continue to listen. Continue to come back on Tomorrow God's Will. We're going to have a late night ministry, probably around 12 a.m. but it's going to be a late night ministry. And we're going to have gospel music. And usually my Thursday nights, I stay up to about 2 or 3 a.m. every Thursday. But we're going to have gospel music, our top 10 or 15 Billboard gospel artists. Amen. So thank y'all so much for tuning in. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love is pure because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Avrita. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His Word, and on that you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.